Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, Let Us Reflect. Today, our topic is Divine Pleasure for Two. Which two people will attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This will be revealed through a prophetic tradition, a hadith narration. But before I mention the two people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with, I would like to share with you a narration which expresses the excellence of sending blessings in favor of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, or in this particular narration, expressing a prayer for him with specific words. What are those words and what is the benefit of reciting salawat in this way? It is narrated, whosoever says the following, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu, 70 angels write good deeds for him for 1,000 days. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Divine pleasure for two people. Two people will be blessed with reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two people will be honored. They will enter paradise. They will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Through which action will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His blessings upon them? This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari and it reveals the two people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه reports that our beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said يضحك الله سبحانه وتعالى إلى رجلين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى performs ضحك as befits His Majesty. Here the word dihak is not literally translated. We can say an interpretation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with two people, two men. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with two men, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards two men. Which men? يَقْتُلُ أَحَدُهُمَ الْآخَرَ يَدْخُلَانِ الْجَنَّةِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, one of them will have killed the other. Yes, and yet both will enter paradise. You're probably thinking how? The hadith reveals as we continue. يُقَاتِلُ هَذَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيُقْتَلْ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, one of them would have fought in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attained martyrdom. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْقَاتِلِ فَيُسْلِبُ فَيُسْتَشْهَدُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable the killer to repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the repentance of the killer. And what will happen after that? He will embrace Islam and he will become martyred. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled the killer to repent, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance. And he became a Muslim and he himself was martyred. So what is the situation here? Two men, both will enter paradise. The reality is one of them originally killed the other one, making the other one a martyr in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the one who killed him, he himself is blessed with repentance, the opportunity to repent. So he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repents, embraces Islam, and then he himself becomes a martyr. So both in the end become martyrs and both are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both enter paradise. Allama Badruddin Aini comments on this hadith, saying that this proves or this highlights the fact that a martyr is a heavenly person. Imam Nawawi alayhi rahma, he mentions some detail in this commentary. Imam Nawawi alayhi rahma, he mentions that the term dihak, this here is used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a figurative sense. It's a metaphorical example of this word. The word we know from Arabic, literally, it can be translated as laughter. But dihak, this word cannot be literally applied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because such an expression or such a word is used for someone who has a physical body or form, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure from this. Imam Nawawi mentions the meaning of dihak here is to be pleased. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with both of them. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving reward, recompense. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praising them. So these were three options which he mentioned. And he gives a reason for this, because he mentions that generally speaking, when people laugh or they are happy, they express joy, it's because they are pleased with something. So taking that element from this condition, the interpretation, or one of the interpretations given to the word dihak, is that it means the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another interpretation which is mentioned, or another opinion, a qawl, which is mentioned, is that the angels are laughing or happy when they take the soul of those individuals, because they have been forgiven, they have attained forgiveness, salvation from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the whole situation is a very strange and unique situation. So the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they take their souls to paradise, they express joy, they laugh. This dihak is also translated or interpreted as that. Allama Ibn Battal alayhi rahma, he mentions in his commentary that here dihak means the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meeting them, those two men, with His mercy. We know in the hereafter, the greatest gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the people is divine vision. The people, the believers, will be given the honor of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This blessing would be considered as the greatest blessing of paradise. So people, when they think about paradise, they think about the mansions, the golden palaces, the streams flowing, the beauty of the scenery of paradise. But in reality, the scholars have mentioned that the most beautiful thing, or the greatest honor for a heavenly person, is the chance to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it for us. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi alayhi rahma, he also mentions in the commentary of this hadith that although dihak, it means laughing, this is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the interpretation given by the scholars of hadith, or those who have written commentaries, is that this means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is likes or prefers their condition. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi alayhi rahma mentions a very interesting point, which I would like to summarize. He says that the hatred and enmity of this world will end in the hereafter. So in this world where people are enemies for one another, some people are enemies for one another, this enmity will all finish, as will the love that people have for one another, the general love that people have for one another. The implication being that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enmity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are matters which will remain in the hereafter. But these personal grudges, hatred between people, and in fact the general love that people have, a natural kind of love that people have for one another, all this will end in the hereafter. And he mentions that to such an extent that if a believing father sees a disbelieving son punished in the hereafter, he will be happy about it. Meaning that affinity, that feeling of love that he may have had for his son in this world, all that will come to an end. Now faith and bonds of faith will matter. In the same way, two unfamiliar Muslims. They don't know each other, but they will want to help each other. They will want to intercede for one another. A Muslim will want to intercede for another Muslim. He does not know him. This is the reality of the hereafter. So in the hereafter, the bond of faith will matter and this will be seen and witnessed by the people. He quotes a verse of the Quran saying, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that he says, we have taken hatred out from their chests. The hatred that they had will be removed in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse that the hatred will be taken out of their hearts. There will be brothers sitting on thrones facing one another. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, أَلَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْدُهُمْ لِبَعْدٍ عَدُوٍ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. We spoke about friends. We spoke about love and affinity in this world. How this will not matter in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear in the Quran. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, on that day, close friends will be enemies. So in this world, two close friends who may have said to one another, I will always support you. If you're ever in trouble, I will be at your side. I will never leave you. On that day, this affinity will finish. And the general friendship that people have will turn into enmity. Except for whom? Except for the pious people, except for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, I want to reiterate this point. It's because their friendship was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are righteous, the righteous people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pious people, they only have friendship for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their friendship is based upon the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this reason, on the Day of Judgment, their friendship will not become enmity, but the friendship of people that was based upon something other than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the love of the religion, or sincere purposes, that normal or general friendship may turn into enmity on the Day of Judgment. Now I would like to share with you another interesting narration which expresses the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This narration mentions how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created ease for the believers. And it comes through Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and the requests of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. It is reported that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam once he prayed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, oh my Lord, you unleashed Iblis upon me, the devil. I cannot overpower him without your help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded by mentioning the ease and the blessings that he granted the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded by saying, I shall appoint a protector for each and every one of your children who shall save them from the devil and from bad company. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam then requested in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, grant us more, or grant something more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded by saying, the reward of one good deed shall be tenfold and I shall increase the good deed. And the evil of sin will be a single sin, meaning what is incurred by one sin will be one. It will not be increased in any way. And I shall erase sin, or I shall erase evil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam that when his children, when humankind will do good deeds, he will increase their good deeds. But when an evil deed is performed, it will only be a single bad deed, and even that may be erased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam requested again in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, oh Allah, grant more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded by saying, as long as there is a connection between the soul and the body, I shall accept the repentance of the human being. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam requested again and he said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those of my servants who oppress themselves or wrong themselves through sinful actions, tell them that they should not lose hope in my mercy. Indeed, I forgive all sins and I am the most forgiving. Subhanallah, Abul Bashar, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, the father of mankind, his favor, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again, and all these blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have attained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed a protector for the children of Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased our good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall erase sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the opportunity or the chance to repent as long as the souls have a connection with the bodies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us not to lose hope in His mercy, not to be in despair. All these factors are encouraging for the believers and should inspire us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any hesitation. Whenever we make a mistake, we should raise our hands in supplication in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this hope that the most forgiving, the most merciful will forgive our sins. Imam Hakim mentions in his Mustadrak that once a group of companions were gathered. One of the companions said that I have heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whosoever repents a year before his death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance. On hearing this, another companion, he said, did you hear this from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? The man said, yes. Another companion then spoke and said, I heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whosoever repents a month before he dies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall accept his repentance. Again, the response was the same. He was questioned, did you really hear this from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? And he said, yes. Then another companion, he said, I have heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whosoever repents a day before his death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance. Again, he was asked to confirm this and he said, yes. And another companion said, I have heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whosoever repents a moment before his death, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance. Again, he was questioned about this and he confirmed that he had actually heard this from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Finally, a companion spoke and he said that he heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whosoever repents before the gharghara of death, before the gargle of death, or before the very final moment, because the soul leaves the body, as the muhaddithin have mentioned, the scholars have mentioned, one of the reasons why the soul leaves the body or begins to be withdrawn from the feet is that there is still a chance for someone to say something, to express remorse, to repent. That is one reason that is given. So this gharghara of death, this gargle of death, it refers to the very final moments when a person has the ability to express something or to speak in some way. Until that moment, if a person repents before that final moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his repentance. It is reported once a man remembered his sinful past and he dropped his head in shame. In this state of remorse, he said the following words, Allahumma ghufranak, O Allah, I seek forgiveness from you. And he said this three times. Then he passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Yes, we should always have this hope. Always seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a feeling, a condition of remorse that we have transgressed in the past. We have disobeyed Him. His door of mercy has not closed upon us. While we are living, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to repent. Remember, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam was told about the three states of the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that the first condition being, people will repent and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. The second condition being, people will have pious offspring, pious children who will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this will be a means of forgiveness for them. And the third type of people are those who are overcome by their misfortune and they become worthy of entering the fire because their misfortune has overcome them. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us sincerity in our good actions, sincerity in repentance, and we are blessed with steadfastness. We don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the Islamic concept is that even if an individual disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 70 times and on each occasion prays to Allah, seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the door of repentance does not close on him. The door of repentance is open. Come forward. Don't hesitate. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be sincere in your feelings. Be sincere in your supplications. Don't make your supplications a routine. When you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let it come from the heart. Believe me, when you will pray and supplicate from your heart, you will feel a difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercy and grace upon you. May Allah accept our efforts. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.